Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Sam Cook. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am the cosmic philosopher and Tim Aldred. Thank you for tuning in. And again, I was watching a documentary last night. It has to do with natural disasters that no one on earth is able to stop. I mean, you think about why the earth that is existing for a few billion years. And we know very well that phenomena occurred, and we have read about the dinosaurs and stuff like that. What I find to be a very significant observation is that take a good look at the picture that there was no human civilization on the earth. Now, if you've never really take a good look on the value of the knowledge of civilization. Well, view that there were no civilized human being on Earth throughout billions of years. So you imagine that there was night and day throughout all this time. You want to tell me that night and day occurred for billions of years? You can imagine that? And can you imagine there were no establishment, like any kind of industries and homes and stuff like that never exist? Can you see that? And we read in the world history when civilization came to Earth, right? Do you know when civilization came to Earth? Well, you know, it wouldn't be fair if I don't tell you, because I was thinking that, you know what? I don't need to tell some people that. But then I think, well, I don't really know when. I'm talking to people who I don't need to tell. So, might as well, I just tell. And whether or not people don't necessarily want to hear it, right? Just tell it. That's what I think I should do. Just tell, and don't mind about that. And that's what I'm doing. Makes more sense to me. Now, I am talking that because it's an emphasis I want to place on a point. If we can extend our thinking, going back in time to what I started to tell you about, when there was no civilized being on Earth, and that everything was going on, so you can think whether or not the universe had us in mind when it was, you know, like from the Big Bang time. When the galaxies there were formed, you know, in the beginning, billions and billions of years ago, we are just happenstance. We don't see no schedule where we were supposed to be a part of the universe. And there is the illustration that tells us how we came about. How we are made of stardust and everything. We don't have any reason to disbelieve that or to accept that. It's true. We are made of something. And you even have it in the Bible, true or false. They are at least alluding to the idea that I am talking. And I can do it without referring to what the Bible said, because the Bible is not a good book to read anything out of, except that we cannot avoid the reason why we have to read certain things in the Bible. All right. But what I'm saying to you is this. Of our value, what value we are, it is important that we consider an existence without any human life. Not even primates' life. There was not. And the way organism was formed and different kind of life system came about. Now, it's as though there is a vacuum when we think about that. Because who started the universe and decide to create us life like ours. Imagine the way a civilized person know a lot of things and can relate to a lot of things and so forth and so on. But when that person dies, you don't hear nothing more from them. All right? The life inside of them makes no more manifestation. They are gone. And the body, we put it in the dirt. All right. So think about where we're coming from and where we are here today. And what do we know about our existence and what our lives mean? And look at how many people we bury. And the time is coming when people will bury us. Sense of this. And to think of why we need to make sense of this. Because there are a lot of people out there who are killing other people and stealing from other people and all kind of thing. And a lot of people out there, sanity don't mean anything to them. Because civilization is come by sanity. You have to be sane and sober to make use of civilized thinking. Civilized thinking, right? We also realize that if our brain does not function the right way, we will suffer from confusion. Confusion that does not teach us to live in a civilized way. We find out that if you interbreed certain animals, you might not like the idea. And so it is when different life are crossbreed. And as touching humanity, there is the scientific knowledge on what is right from what is wrong when it comes to that. I am talking about that because of the confusion of humanity. And what we read in the world history textbook and know what is human civilization. Well, first of all, to get a good handle on what I'm talking about would mean we must go to the beginning of human life. It's the only way we're going to understand life, is to read how we come about. Right. I'm going to do a little of that. Because in this World History textbook, this is Glencoe National Geographic. And on chapter 1, page 21, and it is a 2004 published an edition 2 I'm reading from. Anybody who wants to hear it, you want to know who you are and your parent ancestor name, you want to know where you come from. And know that we know that there is rules, biological and taxonomic blood rule, that you don't try to breed certain kind of a life. So the mule is a hybrid, is a hybrid animal. Mule, for the people who know what a mule is, right? Google it if you don't know what a mule is. M-U-L-E, right? Mule is a hybrid, a cross between horse and donkey. I think most people understand that, right? Mule do not breed at all. They are hybrid, and clearly they were not fitted to interbreed themselves. So they have the body that it could happen, male and female, but they don't breed at all. As far as I know, no mule breed of children. No. All right. So in prehistory, not in the world history textbook, it doesn't give us that details. It should, but it doesn't. But we have Sumerian history, which is civilized history, not uncivilized. Like, for example, the World History textbook tells us about some history information into the existence of humanity. The World History textbook, like Glencoe, carries like primates beginning, hominid primates is reported in the World History textbook. And the account is confusing because a lot of things happen and the world is very confused. And a lot of things are being communicated that are not true. And it multiplies the madness, the confusion among people. Because you have a situation where things are written in the World History textbook that is not true. And if you don't know it is not true, you just believe it and keep on living with the nonsense. And therefore, I don't like what's going on. Because, you know, I am a civilized person, but I grew up very much uncivilized. I have the blood, but I just don't have the faculty because I wasn't taught what was civilized, except that my parents talk and, you know, we could communicate with each other and things like that. But outside of that, there's a lot of problem. And so I realized that a lot of problem that breed hatred and a whole lot of erroneous thinking that doesn't make the world a good place. I mean, since we have a change of solar calendar and Christianity, the world historic knowledge has changed. That is the problem. And when I tell you a read from the World History textbook, just think about what you read, a sense of human life beginning. Because I'm telling you that because I grew up with the Bible. The Bible does not teach us what is in the World History textbook. And you may say, so what? Well, what matters is that the Bible and the stories in the Bible are not certified by any academic consultant or teacher's reviewers to say that what we are reading in the Bible are real stories. And if you're reading properly, you will find out for yourself that God is not a real story. Monotheism, God is not a real story. Jesus Christ is not a real story. When I tell you that, you're going to feel offended too, maybe? A lot of people will, because you believe that. Now, what is wrong about that is church is a place that teach you to believe what you don't know, but want you to commit to believing in it. When you believe something and you don't have a knowledge of the object, you're into trouble. A lot of trouble. How messed up your life can be, right? So I want you to get a glimpse of where life is coming from. You will have a sense of something that you should have known long time ago, but you have not. Who's going to blame you for that? The only thing right now is your mind in condition where you are able to understand exactly what I'm saying. Do you know how you were created? When were you created? Do you know that? Most likely, you don't know that. And I don't, you know, I am not in any kind of way speaking for somebody to feel bad, because I am not afraid to tell you, I grew up in the church and I believe the same thing that the Bible is saying. And now I am very angry about what is written in the Bible and pertaining to what I believe. That, of course, by now, I get rid of a lot of those things that I prove are just homosexual writing. Jesus never existed. And the only way we're going to find out all of these things that we don't know, take a good read of a World History textbook, because that's a record. It is a record of the past where it tells you quite a few things as to what history is about. So if you don't accept history as history, as a record of the past, and you don't worry yourself about that, you're believing something that may never be true. You don't think so. You think it is true. Listen, history is a record of the past, the most specific and direct and succinct meaning of history, not his story. People like to pick up garbage in language and talk it and believe foolishness and stuff like that. But when it comes down to accepting a proper source of knowledge in history, you question it, and you say, a man write it, and stuff like that. Ain't nothing wrong with man writing. It's based on what man writes. That's what matters. If you don't go to school and learn to read, well, what will you do? Be always ignorant, because words are what interpret things and let you into things. Knowledge, right? So a record of the past. That's what it says. Now, since it is a record of the past, in this book, where there is confusion all around, and you have to be careful when you're reading, listen, I can't emphasize that too much. We must be careful how we read. Notice words and be satisfied that when you read anything, it doesn't matter whether it's Bible or any other material, you should know what you have read. Okay? And if you read something and according to your knowledge in etymology, you know what you read and you understand it. You don't make nobody fool you. All right. Well, when you read the Bible, you should do the same thing. Make sure you understand those words and the message in what you read. Otherwise, you believe the whole thing, and it's just like somebody tell you something and you believe what they said, and then you get into trouble because you believe something nonsense. I don't want to get ahead of what I'm saying, but I just wish to tell you this. Let's say you are reading this book like me, and you come on religion in history. I preempt that because I know. When you talk about cultural importance, of the importance of cultural development, is one thing that is important for people to understand. What is the importance of cultural development? Let's read what this book says and see if it tells us the truth. Cannot understand a society without looking at its culture or the common ideas, beliefs, and patterns of behavior that are passed on from one generation to another. That makes sense. Perfect sense as far as I can see. Culture includes both high and low popular culture. High culture consists of the writings society. Thinkers and works of its artists. That determine high or low culture. Many of these people were illiterate and so passed on their culture orally because they couldn't read. You see how important it is to read and know what you're reading then? Okay. Today, the term popular culture describes current trends and fashions such as popular television program, movies, and music. That is just a part of that, that relate to culture. They wouldn't tell you, why they didn't tell you about homosexual culture. They should have told us about homosexual culture. They're not going to tell us about homosexual culture, though it is like, you know, termites in your house roof, heating it out. Talk about the role of individuals. And it will tell you about Caesar, Julius Caesar, Queen Elizabeth, and all these kind of things. Why are they talking about these people? These people are not civilized people. But they have them in the world. It's like they're civilized. The impact of science and technology. And it goes on. And it talks about social life. It talks about environment and history. Historians and the dating of time. Imagine that. And it takes us to, in recording the past, historians try to determine the exact time when events occurred. Now, they're going to tell you about World War II. Why are they telling you about World War II? World War II is not a civilized thing. So, you see, why I am telling you, I am very, very, disturbed. I am disturbed because I read for fourth grade level until I was age 27. I just feel like, you know, I need to know more than what this enabled me to know. So I go to adult school. And sure, I improve, you know, not a whole lot, but I improve to a few levels than fourth grade level. So I understand a few things about the world than I did understand before. So what I'm saying to you now is we have BC era and we have AD era. What kind of people live under the BC era? Were they civilized or uncivilized? Do you know that? They were only civilized human beings under the BC era. But I bet you, you may know it because something is written in the World History textbook that will tell you. But by the time you go through this confusion in the very early part of the book, you probably don't know. And you would be just like a Christian who go to church, they don't want to go to hell and burn up in hell. So they think that the preacher said you should go give your heart to the Lord. You see what I mean? And you don't know anything else, so you go and you give your heart to the Lord and you join the church. My friends, the amount of foolishness that is here to stop us from thinking civilized. Though you are civilized by blood, but your education is not going to be a civilized education. Maybe just in part, but not in whole. And you need a whole education to tell you the truth about the world. But the Sodomite people who transform themselves into like and pretend like they are civilized, they have, you know, put a mass of foolishness that contaminate the proper thinking of the mind, and we turn fool. So this is what the world is right now. Full of fools because it is full of churches. All right. But I want to really bring you to, you know, some of these little preface that teach us some early preliminary things to get you to, we need to know who are human beings from who are not, because you're looking at a whole bunch of people, mass of people, and you think everybody are human being. That's not true. Anybody you see is related to one of two bloodlines. One hominid, which was the first to evolve. And you will read in this book, this World History textbook, that they were humans or looked like humans some places, but they will tell you that eventually they will conclude that the hominids were humans. Now, these white people don't want to refer to themselves with the idea of hominid, because they seek to be human being, even though they are not. And the only way people will have to recognize me for saying it, they probably don't really want to hear it, but guess what? You can't do without put up with me saying it, because what? I have the book, and I tell you what book I'm reading. You don't get an impression that I'm lying, because based on what I'm saying, you can identify that I got to be telling the truth, and I am telling you the truth. There's a lot for us to know And we can't know certain things unless we know what comes first. We have to go to the head of the stream and don't go down yonder and don't know what kind of water we are drinking. So I'm telling you that when it comes to the blood of a human, it's a hybrid blood, blood of two different beings mixed together to create a hybrid civilized human. White people don't belong to that. They belong to hominid. Why is it if you read this book, if you don't have a background, you will think that you and white people are human being altogether. And what makes it worse is that the writer Bible that is going to instruct you to read and have that context that the Bible has God in it that make the entire universe and create all human beings. And these white people include themselves. Even though if you read about what they have done in America and other places around the world, is kill and steal and do all kind of evil on us fucking all over the place. Okay? And into the world is a textbook. It does not, because they didn't write the first world textbook. This world history text knowledge exists long before these white people begin to talk, because they didn't speak a word of humanity till after they are 3.5 million years. In existence. So if somebody don't come out of the woodwork and tell you, since, you know, you'd have to be born back into the BC era, way back in the BC era, you know, like before 509 BC. You know, you need to be born before that time, because into 509 BC, these white people begin to take over the civilized way of life. You see what I mean? And the way they messed up civilized thinking, you know enough, like you go to school, yeah, you can learn and get diplomas and everything like that. But it's when you come out and you live a life, your life is messed up and you are living a life that you think is the right life. Because before you were born, they were there plotting and lay waiting for you to be born to be contaminated with it, with the confusion. Like they're telling about in the Bible, three wise men follow a star to go see a baby, to give it gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And that is completely 100% a lie. It is a lie. But how are you going to find out? You see, once your mind is affected with foolishness and you're confused about what is true for what is not true, psychologically, you're not seeing enough to understand the right thing. And maybe if somebody try to explain it to you, you will never understand what they're saying. You may be able to if your mind is preserved enough for you to distinguish between what is over here and what is over there. You see, so I emphasize knowing word. So I am telling you, only two human species in this world is a textbook. But if you go out and Google and ask them, they're going to tell you it's a whole bunch of human species. And they have a reason. It's because they are covering up the fact that they are presenting themselves like they are as civilized. Only them not civilized by evolution. And only they form a culture where in Jamaica we have a dish called ackee and saltfish. Well, if you want to like compare the culture of the white people called European, fucking the asshole is natural for them. It is the, it's like ackee and saltfish to us in Jamaica. Fucking asshole for white people. Okay? And you don't know that. And you will think that I'm crazy. When you look at white people, you see they are the most well-dressed and so forth and so on. But you don't know because you're not concerned with that. Especially if you're going to church and all kind of different church out there. You know that. Right now, if you read the World History textbook that I'm reading, you will see that the Islam people, they wrote in the World History textbooks that they were polytheistic people. No, today they don't know whether what who they are. But they are ethnic people. You see, ethnic people are never white people. Ethnic people are civilized people. When you read about civilization in the Bible, and how bronze came, you know, and it's no longer the world don't, well, there was no world of people before, you know. You know, like the human being were not living contemporaneously, the hominid people, well, they were not people, they were just ape people, if you want to call them people, but people mean humans, I think, right? So, at the rate that we are scattered abroad and cannot come together and will never come together if something don't happen to pull our minds to consciousness and find out. So, I'm telling you, is only two human species. No, and I strike that. I mean to say only two kind of species that exist. One belonged to hominid who first evolved and was walking upright. Okay? Bipedal, they call him. That bipedal is not human. It's just not. And these white people would force you to think so because they want you to accept Jesus and glorify Jesus, worship Jesus, and it's a homosexual thing. That's what they have and beat us with it and talk about Adam and Eve in the garden. And what is bad about it is that whatever they are using to mess up the mind of people is that there is no truth at all in what they are telling us about Adam and Eve in the garden. It does not, but Adam and Eve is relevant with civilized people. It's not relevant to white people. And this is the main point I want to draw to you. Right? You believing in Jesus and where the notion about Jesus come from, it's not white people. It's not Europe. Now, why then we allow them to use our own cultural thing, our people, to lead us astray? Why? Something happened that they caused 100,000 years ago. That they and our people when we were leaving Africa and coming out to the Western world. And today, we don't have any sense. Because we are under government, and today, they lead us away from our government and say that they are government. And it is difficult for people to read and find out that it's not true. It is hard for you to read the Bible and find out what they're talking about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. And it may sound a little funny, but hey, I mean, who are you to find fault with God's word? It's not God's word. You don't know, do you know how long it takes? And it took for me to find out that the Bible is not no inspired word of any God. You know what? I found out something that I thought was real as the sun that is shining. And I find out that, you know what? Not even dust of it is true. All right. So I'm telling you, hominid means apes, monkeys then. They come from a whole different, a whole bunch of various groups of monkeys. The white people that you see here. Okay? Take it up into the world history. I can show you that they've been making stone tools for a long time, for millions of years. Okay, so you would not know them the way they are here today. If you were back in time, you wouldn't see these kind of people here dressed up and talk and look like real human hybrid people. But they are not. Because they never wear clothes during, 4 million, 3 million years. They never know nothing about wearing clothes because guess what? That was not something on earth. It is the Elohim God that came to earth and work and do a lot of things, especially in South Africa. They were the ones who brought cloth and teach us to weave. You see what I mean? Now, if you ask these white Europeans about, you know, their background, they're going to tell you a whole bunch of lies. They're not going to tell you the truth. If you Google certain facts that you would like to know, they're going to tell you a lie. And they are good at making real broad and explanation about this and that, and you don't know when they're going to give you a whole bunch of, you know, grains, a poison grains they're giving you, these white people. We are in bad situation, and I'm telling you now, we only have a difference between non-human and human species. Hominid versus wise sapien. And right now, if you read this in this world history textbook, they wouldn't tell you about wise sapien like it is written into the world textbook. They turn it off into homo sapien. And the reason why they are saying that, I can just see, you know what, as backward as I have been as a reader, if it hadn't been that I kept on reading, I wouldn't got off into something like what I'm talking about here. But I felt of a long time ago, I am really backward, you know, with certain type of information, and I wanted to know more about stuff. So I kept on reading, and that's how I come to know things that I really didn't expect. I would come into the range of knowing such things because the world was always something I never understood. But I continue to read until I begin to find out things I never expect I would know. All right? So when I'm telling you anything, I'm not joking. I'm not chewing gum. My delivery is exactly the best as I can sound. I'm not joking at all when you hear me here. And I am ready to contend with anybody at all. Come in front of me. Yes. Because what I'm saying is true, and I can prove it in the source that is given to us, record of the past. You see what I mean? These white people want to make up things on their own. Fraudulent. Everything about them is fraudulent. Everything about white people fraudulent. Right? And white people, you can count from Europe to Palestine to America. Who settled in these places long before these sodomites begin to talk? It's us. It's us. But you start any kind of a conversation with them, and they're going to make you subordinate to their sodomite thinking. They are the one who create everything on planet Earth, which is a lie. And because you don't know, you can't turn them around. You will never say anything to make them run off, because look, they intend to keep the world thinking like the church. You see, and all they do with the church is kill the African people and take away everything they have and continue to say things to lead us in the wrong direction. So I am telling you, it's a hard thing to deal with, but you have got to have something in your brain that will see into things and choose the right way to live. So we only have two bloodlines, hominid and sapien. Now they are calling themselves Homo sapien. And I know the reason, because I read and I can explain it, but I just want to tell you that for right now, that white people are calling themselves by our species. They're making themselves Homo sapien when we are wise. They will never call themselves wise sapien, but that's what it is, right? To know the truth. All right. So here is the difference between the two bloodline. I'm going to read it to you. The earliest, they said, human-like. Like I told you already, human is not the first kind of creature that evolved and walk upright. It's not human. But now they are muddying up human being with themselves. So they're talking about human-like. And tell you about the earliest human-like. They're lying. And they talk about human-like and creatures live in Africa. Living in America is all right. But who they were, they're lying about it. As long as 3 to 4 million years ago, called Anthropocene, or Southern apes. Like I tell you, white people come from apes. Different groups of apes they come out of. Right? So they are called hominin. And by their, by their discoverer, Donald Johnson, they flourish. These apes flourish in Eastern and Southern Africa. They were the first hominid that walk upright. And you bet they are calling themselves humans here. You see? And talk about human, and they put it in a bracket. So you see, it's not a natural thing for them to call us, to call themselves human. But now they have a consciousness, whereas they want to be known as human being. So they begin to like morph on sapien. It's morphing it, because they are not sapien. They are Homo erectus. Now they want to call themselves sapien. And what does it do? It does a lot because they falsify our identity. When it is to be taken, something is said for us. Because they mingle themselves with our species ID. They call themselves that. They are making us accustomed to think that we are homo sapiens. Not homo sapiens. We are wise sapiens. You see what I mean? So this is what is happening in the world. And I don't have anything else to do besides talk about it because I was in this old, what you call it, sodomite establishment church, although we didn't know for a long time what they were up to. And if you ever hear they call the word, I think back in the 80s, they talk about this word, agape love. I was back there, like in the 80s, maybe the late 80s, and I thought it was a good thing, that agape, you know, but they just came out from somewhere with it, you know, somewhere with them doing all kind of a sodomy thing, and come out and talk about, yeah, because it relates to sex. And not vaginal sex. It's honor sex it's about. So if you hear about this agape love, you better know them talking about two men making out with each other. You see, are two women making out with each other, right? A natural type of energy that they have, that their blood must not mix it up. So the reason why we don't have any sense today and don't have our government to live by, it is because of that same agape love that they use their rhesus blood and put it into our people's bloodstream. So our brain has deteriorated to where we are. It's the reason why we don't know that we were created under a government. And today we don't know that. Now, we must sit here and allow these sodomite people to look at us and say they make the law of the land. You think about that. It won't happen if we come to the realization and know it. But as long as we believe in Jesus, and we believe in agape love and stuff like that. It's fucking asshole white people you're talking about doing their nasty. You don't see what I mean? And we are afraid, you would be afraid to like say what I'm saying because you think nothing don't go so. But me know it go so and me not gonna say it. I'm gonna say it until, you know what? They are pry out of our institutions and whereas they make themselves resident of our territory. White people don't have absolutely any authority to live on our territories. It's something that African people must know because they have all the disease and all kind of stuff. And you know, if you want to, you're not safe when you go to the post office or anywhere because, you know, I mean, people with all kind of a mental sickness out there gun you down and everything like that. You see? And you're looking at these white people, all they know to do is to dress up and fashion themselves like they are human beings. Until we find out, we screwed up. And so, I'm going to read it to you. Read the distinction to you. These apes are known by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They are known to be apes, Australopithecines, or southern apes. By their discoverer, Donald Johnson, they flourish in southern and in eastern and southern Africa. They were first hominid. They were the first hominid that walk upright to make simple stone tools. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. It don't say human being this time, but every now and then they're going to bring in human being to represent themselves as the first human beings. Okay? Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another hominid. They have called it Kenyatropus pleiops, the flat-faced man of Kenya. That's what it is called. And think that it is about 3.5 million years old. According what you said, second stage in early human development, they say. You say that? There's no human development here. But they must say that though. They're talking about themselves as hominid, and they are calling hominid human, and it's not. Okay? So it says this second stage or development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus. They are a subgroup of the hominin. Okay? Subgroup of the hominin. A species emerged. Homo erectus, upright human being. You hear that? They again calling themselves human being. And if you think it's not hurting us, it is hurting us big time in the fact that we don't know that they are working game. They're playing a game with us because our brain has heb and things that we are to know, we don't know it. Okay? Why you think we're believing in Jesus that never don't have a place in the Bible where it is proven that Jesus ever existed? That sounds extreme, but I'm telling you, the reading that I can do prove that Jesus never even existed in the Bible. Jesus did not exist. So I don't say his name is not written all over the Bible, and Jesus said this and Jesus said that. Of course, you read that in the Bible. But I am calculating upon that very premise, that you only hear them talk about Jesus and make it seem like a Jesus has said that and write it in a red writing and stuff like that. No gospel. Not a thing. No gospel. So it goes on now that they're calling themselves, these white people calling themselves human, and like I tell you, you get away from them and out of the church. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominid, you see this now? They're not telling you say they're a human no more. So you calling hominid human? Never. I tell you about these white people. If you don't know that they are murderers and killers and people who have absolutely no pity on us because they see that we are suffering from their rhesus blood and their poison. They see that we are suffering, and it's the more they suck it to us and lynch us and do whatever they want to do because you don't have no Dr. King or no Marcus Garvey and Jesse Jackson and Farrakhan and these guys to help. They're not going to help because they themselves don't know themselves. So it goes on. they were able to do so. What does it say? It says the hominid were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. All right, I'll tell you some more. Listen now, that's them that are not human. And you're going to see, I point out a few places where you can see who they really are. They're not humans, but they begin to call themselves humans so that there's going to come a time that you can't distinguish between them and us. When indeed the truth is something happened while they look like us, while they're talking like us, and they do a number of things like us. But not until we know the truth will we know the difference. White people are not human beings. And there is no place in the world history textbook that show them a human being. You cannot talk about Bible because Bible is not a record book. It goes on. Listen, which is going to draw the line between human being and hominid? Right? Because if that's what it is all about when it comes to different bloodline, the two different bloodlines, you have to draw the line between them. Well, this is where the line is drawn. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species. So, if they are hominid, we are sapiens, how the white people, who are the offspring or subgroup of hominid, how do they come to call us Homo erectus? Using it for themselves that they call themselves modern man, Cro-Magnon, and they're getting in trouble with the Cro-Magnon that, you know, I mean, people are finding out the scam that they are using when they infected our people with their sex, their sperm, you know, 100,000 years ago, our people are messed up. And until this day, we are messed up, right? And they've been covering up what happened and don't want to tell how they become like us and look like us. And it's our two subgroup that they destroy in this kind of way with their bad blood. Why they look like us, why they talk like us. If we don't know this, they will always having the noose around our neck in a psychological way, and in every other way that they have done it. So therefore, if I didn't started to read this book, I would know nothing either. I would not know, right? But now that I know, I know. Ain't nobody gonna take the knowledge away from me. So it goes on to say, a new species emerged when, not 3.5 million years ago, but 250,000 years ago. Our earthly species, sapien, came about. And the gods used that blood to create us hybrid ethnic people. That's where we come from. That's where the only and the first human civilization came about. And because of what they did and they start to talk, they now don't want to make no distinction between them and us, which the distinction is clear. We are the only hybrid people that created and start to talk. They are talking because they fuck our people and get talking babies. They have our blood, and their blood don't make them any saint. They are murderers. They are killers, while they have dogs as their sexual mate, and I'm not a man with a man and a woman with a woman. They are different from us. White people are different from us. And all what they are doing, they find out like, oh, it is nice to be like a human. Yeah, they feel nice with it. So they want to take on everything about us. Down the road, we will be done, and they'll be still, perhaps, still on the planet here, gone with all kind of a fucking asshole thing, right? And forget that they come from Europe. So what I'm trying to say to you is that in this book, it set down the exact classification of who they are and of who we are. You read this book, right? And like I tell you, it is a published book, 2004, and edition 2. Anybody can get a copy of this world history, or if you get a later, it should have the same information, because they cannot delete this information. They may just try to amend and say some things, but You will always have the foundation that is true, that if you're reading, you will find out where they are messing up. So listen to the rest of this, because this belongs to the civilized people who are hybrid. What I read to you before are hominid, and they are not human beings, so you have to remember that. It goes on now to say that we emerged a new species just the other day, 250,000 years ago, right? A new species whose name is Wise Sapien. Anywhere you see they're calling Homo sapien, are the white people subverting our existence. You hear what I'm saying? Subverting our existence. That's what they are doing. That's the reason why we are here. Every single thing, you have to buy it from them, and you have to go through these white fucking ass idiot white people who are saying America is their country. It's never, ever so, even in the dust. Federal government is not our government. You understand that? And you probably think it's a joke. I'm not joking. I'm telling you the truth. There is no authentic government in America. These faggots that you see out there, they know who they are. They know. And they know that we lose our senses and we cannot identify them if I not open to read and know who they are. But I read and I find out, and they are nothing else but dog fucking slackers and people who like to steal and kill. And that's what they have done. What are we doing with white people in America? And all they do is come here and kill. What are we waiting for? Because they say they have government. No, we must destroy them with the very truth in the book. That's what we're supposed to do. But we cannot do that unless we know for sure. Right? So here we are, a new species. We don't belong to them. So when they come call themselves a sapien, Homo sapien, what do we do with it? Sit down and behave like old cat sitting down looking for some little milk or something? No. It goes on to say, our species is sapien, wise human being. That's what he says. So there would be then, based on what these white people are saying, There is an unwise human being and a wise one. You know, that's a good way to counter this. Whilst they are talking about, you know, human-like or something like that, or human, we will go, you know, with them and say, well, all right, in the book, it talks about a wise human, all right? He had a one for the humanoid. Don't say wise human at all. They are calling it human, but it never been called wise human when describing hominid, and they call it human. So now, when it speaks of us, species 250,000 years ago, different from 3.5 million years ago, with for the hominid, then we are able to say, well, make the distinction. Which one of these sapiens is the wise human? Because one of them is not wise. Which of the human is wise? And see what they do. Okay, coming down to the end here now. It says, our species is wise species, right? Wise human being. Listen this, a crucial thing that you must understand. Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and wise sapiens, both developed from wise sapien species. This is what draws the line between African people and these sodomite white people. It doesn't matter which one of them. And when they talk about this church and that, church is for them completely. Church is not for us. BCE era has our religion and way of life. You don't want to be under no Christian AD and a Dominic calendar, moon calendar. No, there is a lot of stinking nonsense that these people have going on with church and stuff that we don't know about unless we read and find out. Or somebody tell you like I am telling you. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. I wanted to let you know this, because you are able to go and read and see what reality you can discover for yourself, right? Let me come on to, play you a little music, right? Let's see. All right. I'm going to Mariah Carey. Hero is always a nice tune on a program.
The strength to carry on. And
Some of this here, my friends. This is like information that is unknown to people because we are living so long under this uncivilized, sodomite, homosexual rule of the world that how did they get to rule? You know, if I tell you, I don't know, what would you do if you know how these people come to rule? It's Africa give them the rule. Really? It's surprising, but it is true. Imagine, what are we doing? Darkness don't mingle with light at all. But in this case, that's what is happening. White people have been giving the authority to be criminal and to kill us and to steal and to do whatever they want to do because Africa gone nuts. Africa become Christian. There is no such a thing. It's like, you know, trying to make dog and cat. You know what I mean? Dog and cat, no meat. But hey, this is what is going on with white people and African people. If we don't read and find out, We are done. We're doomed. All right, let's go on here. We talk about kingship. It's what brought civilization in the world. And unless we confront these folks and get them out, order them out, that's all we need to do because we have the law. I mean, we have we have all the laws, civilized laws, to prove white people, them are dogs and sorcerers. They are whoremongers. They are nasty bitches. They don't belong to us. They don't belong among us. They must find out that. But, hey, if we don't show it to them that we have got what it takes to order them out, they're not going anywhere if we don't prove that to them. That means you don't vote them into anything. You abstain from anything white people do. Go to your work and mind your own business. Because we are coming to the point where it is serious. They must go back to their sodomite land and stop diseasing our people. We need now to get rid of these old bunch of stuff that they use to make us sick. This is no joke. I'm very sure we will get help if we begin to get out of the arrangement of white sodomite people. Get out from among them and separate yourself from them. But as long as you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin, hey, you're too blind to be saved, right? So I am telling you, you read in the Bible and read it good, you will find out that the God of them having there is no God whatsoever. Jesus never exists. No God can't begotten a son. What God is going to use? You're going to think that God is a spirit and can do whatever? No. If God is perfect and he's a spirit, all right, well, we are spirit inside. Our body is not what is doing things. It's our brain. You can't see. So you got to understand, when you write them things in the Bible and say it's God and say it's a spirit, that spirit will do things just like a person in the flesh is doing something, because this person in the flesh have a spirit inside of them. See, as soon as them dead, your body don't do nothing no more. So you got to understand the dynamics that, you know, that is affecting us in life and get out of the nonsense, okay? The space is here for us to get out. You don't stay in there with them because, you know, how much time are they going to take their session to kill us? I'm in the millions. Now, don't fool around with this. I ain't playing with this. I'm not playing. They are going to find out that they have a hell there blazing for them to be cast in there, right? It is the truth that purifies and that sets a person free. Now, listen. Explain when civilization, kingship, government began. Can you? You don't know nothing about that. But it is here that they came to earth 450,000 years ago and started a calendar with the first day of the week. And 4 weeks make 1 month. These filthy white people, them don't know nothing about that. Okay? They don't know nothing about that. You know, anytime they meet somebody who know about that, they'll begin to pack their little bag and walk out. Get out. They kill us enough. They know when we come now, we have vengeance inside of us. And we don't have no firework. What we have as fire is the knowledge of the truth. And that is what they need to be afraid of. Now, you're going to see, whenever we change our sodomite way of life, following the church, that's all it is for you to be like a sodomite, is to be a Christian, because you're just like a sodomite, whether or not you're actually one physically, but mentally, you're a sodomite. You see what I mean? If you understand what I'm saying. Now, how long have I been in the sodomite church? I was not a sodomite. I think Jesus was a clean, clean king. Knowledge, I find out. That's not true. It's a sodomite church. I am in, and they're using me in there like, you know, I make me feel like I'm a Christian of Jesus, believe in Jesus, and it's all right. That not go so. So, if you cannot explain civilization and you are born an African person, you may even be like this person who told me that they went into the army, this woman, she went into the army and how white people treat her better than our own people. You see what I mean? That's how confused we are. You see, white people know why they're treating you good. You see, because what are they doing in America? Killing and stealing and dispossess us. That's what they did. What did they come here for? If they have their own place there from long time ago, what are they doing in our place? Yeah, come taste and see that the Lord is good. We have something that they want. And they have taken away things from us that, you know, we may never recover ourselves. Our brain is gone. Okay, so you hear me talking here. I'm not joking. These people use bombs and all kind of stuff and destroy us, our existence. And if we don't know that, and fasten up in their church, like a Martin Luther and Jesse Jackson, all these kind of people, and we don't know what to do. The truth is here in the world is a textbook to tell us what we must do and how we are to think. And perhaps a lot of us will get rid of our mental illness and all the other disease that we are getting from white people. Fucking us all, white people. You see what I mean? Now, don't be afraid of that, because then we'll die and perish like a lot of our people gone before. So, when civilization, kingship, government began, and when did it end? Can you explain that? Now, you may think it's not anything for anybody to pay any attention to, but it's very, very important what I'm telling you. You don't understand the dynamics of it, but there is the real dynamics that right now you depend on these white people to feed you with all kind of different stuff. And they're taking every nickel that they can take out of you in the meantime. You see what I mean? Now, we were here living on our own, you don't know that, before they come around. Yeah, but they realize that they can come and swindle us, and that's what they're doing. I'm telling you, and if you're able to understand what I'm saying, you're going to be better off, but if you don't, you're going to stay in the muck. Now, counting the dead, this is what you're going to find out with what these white people, who they are and why I am talking it. This is their act. I'm going to read to you, right? And why I ask the question to explain civilization, kingship, government, that is on earth for civilized people, not them, because they're not even listed in the World History textbook as civilized people at all. They are not humans in any kind of way. None. Okay? When it began and when it ended, look at what these people do, and you're going to see what they do with our government, why we are here today. Don't have any representation. But if you tell me I am not representation, why? I am not. I am. I have a paralegal certificate. I know something about law, so at least, if that gives any comfort to anybody, that is as much as I can tell you. A high school diploma. I am not all that an idiot to what I'm saying. Or let somebody come 347-850-1358. And I think it may be too late for anybody to call me now, if anybody wanted to call me. But call me anytime on the show. And I am going to be here to argue with anybody who wants to chat. So now, counting the dead. These people come to our Western Hemisphere to kill us. And that's what they did. And still doing. You have capable people who write the history of what they do. And I'm going to read you about two paragraphs. Counting the dead is the heading. Estimating the loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust, 1492. Present David Michael Smith, University of Houston, downtown. In addition to the deadly impact of diseases, wars, and genocide, Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed, relocated, dispersed, concentrated, or forced to migrate at least once after contact with Europeans or Americans. And he has observed that the forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of the Mississippi River during the first half of the 19th century directly resulted in significant loss of life. Moreover, such removals and relocations destroy indigenous people's way of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts in churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. Mean our government? Kingship system. They decide to do everything to destroy the function of what we have. And what did they have? What did they bring? When they said they have government, how did they make, where that government foundation come from? What kind of law they're using? And they have a law called 1220 AD, Anno Domini. That's what they use to kill us and do everything to us. And there's, since Africa turned over everything to them, nobody can come behind and do them anything because they are pretending that they are higher than kingship. You know see what I mean? They have a right to make all kind of faggot laws and talk about, you know, they are the government. Right? Well, no. You know, they are going to, like, see where they're going to go with this. You see what I mean? Because you're talking about talking blues. They're singing blues. We're not singing no blues. We are talking about the truth about our history and where them come from, fucking asshole, trying to make us turn homosexual. It's not going to happen. It's time is over. You see? Because all of what is above that is civilized will now spew out the devastation on them. Whereas they think that they can sit upon David's throne and Messiah don't have to come to sit on it because they are sitting on it. They will see. They will see. And it goes on to say that the often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that that American Indians, just a second. Okay, the often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes, the near extinction of the buffalo, see, they destroy this. Deliberately. You see white people and you think that they are nice. You think white people are nice. Oh, they are just pretending. You know see what I mean? Why do they do all these wickedness and cruelness when they run, chase us from Africa, come down to the Western world and talk about Jesus and church and stuff like that? And we sit down like, oh, go to church? So that's how badly our brain is damaged, my friends. So it goes on to say, widespread starvation and malnutrition, the deleterious effect of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization, and despair, declining fertility and other factors also contribute indigenous oligarchs. No, but my friends, I am here on the radio. I'm talking these things. And folks out there are listening to me and makes nothing of it. So that shows you how callous we have become, where we don't care about information regarding our existence. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. If we are that damaged, our brain is that damaged, we are only merely living and cannot respond to the critical devastation that our people have been under right into our time. And today we don't have anything to do besides go to church and glorify the white people them with all of these fucking nonsense that they are doing to us, and we can't recognize it because our brain is that damaged. Wake up, my friend, if any life is inside of you. All right, let's go to this next little paragraph here. And we have history that we don't know about. because we're busy going to church and all that. But I like for you, those who are able, pay attention to what I'm saying. I don't ask you for no money. I'm here talking about our existence. Those guys out there who are begging for money, about some like 4 or so years I'm here, and I don't ask nobody for no money. I've never received the dust of a dime or a penny from anybody to do this program. Well, the best I can say, don't let me do them in vain as far as you're concerned. That you don't try to learn anything. You don't try to get out of, you know, I'm about us, you know. I am about us. I mean, free of charge. You think I'm wealthy? Of course I'm not wealthy. You see what I mean? And I'm not chasing money at all. I mean, life is going to be what it is until it is over. All right. But I'm doing this for a good cause. And if people, as like I know, we are spoiled by the church. But I know what the church is. And if you don't read and know like I do, well, it is difficult for you to do or ever try to do what I'm doing. But I tell you what, it's only need. I was also without any kind of a knowledge at all. But I began to pay attention. And now I understand what I never knew. So let me read this to you. And I'm telling you about what we have as information. Give, you know, it's just the right thing to put some effort into learning what you don't know. And get out of the believing foolishness stuff. And you think that Jesus, you know, if I tell you that Jesus is a foolishness, you don't want to talk to me again because you think surely Jesus is your savior. And it's a nutcase that. You know what I mean? So it's as long as you have been paying attention to church doctrine and things, it's hard now for you to like take it upon yourself to think you need to go study and find out something what this guy is talking about. And the Bible is your book. It's a word of God and stuff like that. And how to convince you. You would have to be somebody with some smart to look and think and find out that there is something left for you to find out about. You see what I mean? All right. So let me tell you a little about this link that you can have. Free of charge. I don't charge for nothing here. You need to find out about our origin in South Africa. Because everything, according to the Bible, is about the Spirit of God. And you think that Spirit is in the Bible and all that kind of thing. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot for us to bear. Because once it gets down your mental belly, it's hard for you to shake it. You know what I mean? It's hard. But I had to go through the process of reading and digest what I have read and pick the road that I want to be on. So I hope that you may find the place of cognizance in your brain, and you're able to examine things on your own, not by what anybody say. But what happened? You know, you were walking by the road and you find $100 bill. You probably thought at first, you know, it's probably not a good dollar bill, but hey, what happened when it is a good dollar bill or a $50 bill? Or even, you know, I mean, you see a dollar. I mean, very few people will not pick up a dollar if they find it you know, bouncing all over the place, you know what I mean? Because it's currency. And if it doesn't have an owner, anybody's going to own it. You see what I mean? You're not going to take it from nobody. But if you see it blowing away, well, you know, it changed hands now, because somebody's going to come and pick it up. And if you want it, I'll pick it up. All right. So here is the link I have. Come and get it anytime you want. It's from this group of scientists in South Africa. And it started off, Earth International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael Tellinger is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization. Who was that? That was before our time. There was nobody in the world civilized yet but the eternal gods, immortal gods. In South Africa, they came to Earth, and the calendar that I tell you that we have, the day of the week, the first day of the week, right? Four weeks make a month, right? And 365 days. It is the gods who give us these things. We don't know that. But now, you take us out of the church, and we start to seek knowledge. We will know these things, right? Now, imagine, you may think that Christianity is different from Roman Catholic Church, but that's not true. The Roman Catholic Church is like the hominid Homo erectus subgroup. Once you are a Christian, you are belonging to the Roman Catholic Church, because they're the one that invented Christianity. Nobody else did. And once we are thinking about Adam and Eve and, you know, we need to be saved and all that, we are lost. You know, but it's difficult for you to accept that is true when you have little or no knowledge about the world and what has transpired in the world. So what I'm trying to say to you, this group of scientists went into South Africa. One of them, one of the scientists, used to fly a plane and notice the place in South Africa, and later on got together with some of the other scientists, and they decided to go over there and look at the place. But he thought that something is over that spot that is not being appreciated. When they went over there, they got more than they bargained for. This link will tell you, give you a picture of the stone and the all kind of different relics that over that place over there in South Africa. Place where we should know long ago, but, you know, like have trips and go to that place and go visit. And here we are. We don't know these things. And when the time came, when they created us, we see the world full of people now, but we don't know how the world full of people. But it is easy to find out and become, you know, getting to know the knowledge of our existence. All right. They went over there and found out the place where civilization began, and it was not human being. It was the Elohim God that you're reading about in the Bible. But these white people were writing the Bible and writing about Elohim. They mix up the language. because Elohim is a plural word, but now they come in with God, a singular God that they call monotheism God. There is no monotheism God anywhere. Okay? You follow these white people, they might tell you about life from it begin in Genesis and all over the Bible, about John in the Isle of Patmos. And all. These things are not true. Apostle Paul never exists. Jesus never exists. God or the Bible never exists. The truth is in history. We have a deluge, a flood, right? And a lot of things that we are reading in the Bible, it is taken from our history and been put into a format where we believe foolishness and we do not know. And that's why where we get the white people from, and they want to behave like, oh, Jesus died to save you and all this kind of stuff. We don't want sodomite white people, where come from humid existence, to come preach to us and tell about, you know, the blood of Jesus. The blood that they're to talk about is the blood that makes us who we are. And they're not telling us that. And so, I am telling you about this. The vanished civilization are our gods that created us. He's not any other creator. And you wonder, oh, that don't sound right. Well, look here. If you read the world is a textbook, it's not the Bible. It's history record of the past. It tells you about the gods, the Elohim gods. And these white people name themselves after many of the gods that is in history. When they were learning and to read and write and learn skills and stuff like that. These white people. And now, because our head gone bad and we cannot sustain to operate our own government, you know, these people now say they are running government. Do you see they're running a government? Do you see white people running a government? It's not a government they're running. American society is the most wretched place to come and live. You know? And you the more mind defect is in America apparently more than any other country. America that never had tornadoes became the only country that have so many tornadoes per year. Yeah, a lot of things wrong in America, but because it's so big and people can live in some way where they duck and dodge from a lot of things that is going on. But 9 of our people in a church were shot down by a little white man. I went in there one day and sit down and listen to them. Listen to our people at talk about Jesus. And he get up and shoot and kill at least 9 of them, and others are a whole lot more injured in a church. So, listen. Wake up and try to learn before you're dead. Is continued effort, analytical scientific approach, have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. I am telling you today about a lot of foolishness they write into the world history textbook here and fooling us up with it. And when the scientists said that what they discover, we need to write our own history and stop with, you know, allowing these sodomite white people to live among us. They cannot live among us. It's no joke. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I hope that something come home to you, and whenever something is going to start your motor, well, that's the time. Your time come. So you take good care, and I wish you all the great blessings of the gods. And so, Kennedy, number.